This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
His mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, where are we? What time zone am I on? Super done. Ground me, my friend.
Oh, poor Robert. You feeling the space-time continuum's taking a toll on you here.
Hello.
You had a blast Costa Mesa at Cal Jam, didn't you?
I haven't even had a chance to digest it all. I had like a couple of hours of sleep last night. Fly it in. Setting up the studio in time to go live with you, my friend, and all y'all out there who listen to the first airing of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are the special ones. Everybody else is special too, but in a delayed sort of way, if you get my drift. But I'm not. I should be delayed. I don't know how I'm even here doing this show. I just need to speak in funny voices just to keep me entertained. So I'm like, oh yeah, don't nod off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was
all
wild.
Right. Well, hey, listen, I'll tell you what, if the pictures on Facebook are any indication, you definitely had a great time. And there were a lot of great people there, too.
Terrific people. We got to spend some great, great time, great meals with friends, new friends. I really enjoy, obviously, anytime TMB and I get together, Ty Bollinger, we just have the greatest time. We're like brothers that just come back together. We have a blast. And a lot of people got were the first on the block to get the new expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal with signatures by both of us. The next crew is going to be able to get that. It's going to be up in Toronto for Total Health. I got to get those details set squared away.
So those are like extra, extra, extra collector's items.
Totally, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They were going. I got to send Jerry Doyle his book. I got Ty to sign his as well because I got a picture of Jerry in the latest one. So. It was great. Oh, Jack Wolfson and his wife Heather, absolutely amazing. They were just so much fun, and just such sweet people, really sincere. And Heather is a dynamo. You think Jack Wolfson, the paleo cardiologist, is a dynamo?
Right.
Wait till we have his wife Heather on the show. She is laser focused. I mean, she'll be stuck in a traffic jam. She'll get out of her car and talk to the next car about the dangers of vaccines.
Oh, really? About vaccines?
Yes. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
She's not complaining about the traffic. She gets out, talks to the next car about the danger of vaccines.
Oh, hey, an opportunity.
An opportunity, exactly. She is amazing. And Billy D, it lived up to its hype. You know, this was a rock and roll weekend, an unusual way to get educated. And the party was great. I don't even remember. Yesterday we were live as well from the Cal Jam. But I stayed up and I went to the after party. It was just too much fun. I couldn't resist. I drank water, if anybody's asking. But I was up. And finally, the band was so good playing tunes. I remember when I was a teenager, I had to get out on the dance floor and shake it. Now, I don't know if it was pretty or anything, but I did.
Well, and the funny thing is that you called me.
I did.
And we talked about what we were going to be doing the next day, and then the next morning you didn't remember the phone call. So are you sure you just drank water?
Unless somebody slipped something into the water that I didn't know about. But, yeah, as far as I can tell, it was water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I tell you what, man, it was wild. They didn't even have
true
any
non-alcoholic
beer. It is true. I knew. I think that, you know, in my DNA now with the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we've been doing this a long time together, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week now, the line to Super Don is like, it's an unconscious line. I mean, I probably don't even have to call you. It's like when we interviewed Simon Floriani from Australia,
And
he has the thymus. He says we can communicate the aboriginals. We're like the aboriginals. We got a big thymus and we can communicate with each other.
Yeah,
I call you up. You already know what I'm asking.
We've been finishing each other's sentences for a long time. That's true. We're like an old married couple.
Yeah. And then to top it all off, I got to hang out with my buddy Michael Bolden and Sarah from the 10th Amendment Center. And had a great organic vegan meal at Gratitude Cafe, where it's where I started the trip and where I ended it. There was a Cafe Gratitude in Venice, and then there was one in downtown Los Angeles, and I didn't realize that. So we ended up I started the entire week that way. I ended it, and it was just I was so grateful. Really, it's so smiley, happy, having a good time. We even had some like a coconut cream pie that was all organic and vegan. It was incredibly creamy, not too sweet, because I hate it when they make it too sweet, and they didn't. It was heavenly. And they cold-pressed some organic coffee at Michael's place. It takes like 3 days. Cold-press it. They just literally let it seep for days. Super Don, I don't know if you'd like it, but it's really good. No heat.
I haven't met a coffee I don't like yet, so...
Yeah. So
I think I'd be all right.
Maybe that's why I got 2 hours of sleep.
That might have something to do with it.
I'm hurting for certain. Anyway, but listen, these are the great joys when we get to go out and do these events. Like, you know, a couple of years back, Super Don, you and I went out to the, what was it, the 420 celebration in Colorado?
The Cannabis Cup.
Cannabis Cup, right? But, you know, it could have been any of these events, quite honestly. I mean, I know that was unusual because everybody was blowing smoke, but it just any of these events where we get together with people of like mind that enjoy life, that love to bring the power to heal back where it belongs, it's great. And, you know, like I said, I'm on a bit of a high from that. Even though I'm exhausted, I'm on a bit of a high from the experience, and I'm so looking forward to meeting all of our great friends and supporters out there in Canada for Total Health. But I guess before we go any further into this meandering conversation, just to get me warmed up here, There's a great article that you found, and it's the 10 things making up the anatomy of a false flag disease. And when you called me about this, or I called you coming home, I said, has somebody been paying attention to what we've been covering for years? And you said, yeah, this Paul Phillips guy even references John Rappaport, so it must be good.
Yeah, I mean, this guy has definitely, he's broke the matrix on this situation. Because, I mean, we do talk about it, but it's really interesting to see this in black and white and listed. Basically, I mean, this is the formula right here. He's got the formula here of a false flag disease event, one of which we're seeing right now with the Zika virus.
Yeah.
But one that really shares similarities throughout the years as we've seen all of the different diseases that have come through and caused worldwide panic, whether we're talking about Ebola, we're talking about SARS, we're talking about HIV/AIDS, you know, swine flu. It's all there, and there's the same formula is used each time that they try and push this agenda forward. And this guy, Paul Phillips, has done a brilliant job of laying this all out for you. In just a list.
Yeah,
it is, the 10 things that always happen when you see this, and he's 100% correct.
This is what you do, Super Don. You see through the matrix on these things, too. And I do, and a lot of our listeners do. This will help you. This is a great guide. And we're going to go through it real quickly. I could have gone through this on my lecture to CalJam. I mean, I went through the HPV thing, and then I mentioned the Zika virus was a scam. I heard from somebody, there was like a medical wannabe in the audience that couldn't handle me saying that HPV doesn't cause cancer, but that's okay.
Did his head explode?
Something happened. But anyway, I just, you know, we said, just tell him to go read the research, and then he'll know. All right. So, or she'll know. I don't know if it was a he or she. Number one, a disease outbreak suddenly finds its way into the spotlight of mass media attention. Okay, think Zika. Certainly it did that. Number two, questioning at the early stages reveals suspicious circumstances. Yeah, there was a lot of suspicious circumstances in the Zika. What was it? Was it mosquitoes? Was it microcephaly caused by vaccines? Or was it the Zika virus or any number of other things? Number three, unfounded assertions, errors, and contradictions. This is where he goes right to John Rappaport. And we, you know, that's why we publish Rappaport articles as often as we can at robertscottbell.com. Because, you know, he covers it like nobody else. He sees all of the contradictions. And the fact that in the Zika case, the evidence showed that it wasn't possible that the Zika virus could be causing microcephaly. Not that it might. It was like, no, based on this, it couldn't be the cause. You heard that right.
Yeah, also, and even in that category, mm-hmm. step number three, he even yeah. goes into the unreliability of the PCR test.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing, that we're one of the few shows on planet Earth that covers it. You know, even some of the bigger names in what they might call conspiracy radio still fall for the conspiracy that somebody created HIV in a lab. And it's like, it's nonsense, because there's no HIV test. As I said so many times before, you only have to have people believe that it's real, and that's powerful enough. Listen, placebo is real. It is real. Number four, either the disease doesn't exist or its effect on the population is grossly exaggerated. Like SARS, he lists severe acute respiratory syndrome, which we covered with John Rappaport many years ago, live right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, or by the dare I say, the measles.
The measles, too, yeah.
Correct.
Gross exaggeration, that's right. But SARS, of course, they ended up, Plummer, I think, a doctor for the World Health Organization in Canada, ended up admitting that 0% of the cases that they claimed to be SARS had any evidence of this coronavirus. So that was another thing we covered, one of the only outlets to cover it the right way. Number five, the one condition equals one causation scam. In other words, this is the argument that says it's only one thing that causes the disease, and if you come up with anything else, you're making it up. It's not right. It's like, you know, we go on the HIV issue, right? Whether you agree with me that it exists or doesn't exist, regardless, you can look at the syndrome, you can look at the symptoms of this AIDS scenario, and you can see that it's not one thing. It's many things, and it doesn't even have to have HIV. You can be diagnosed with AIDS in Africa. They don't even do the test, for instance. That's old news, but it's another thing that we do and we cover here. Number six, the mass media fanfare, hyping, and fear-mongering continues. They start building on that lack of evidence. They create a lot of noise, and they shout down people who are actually speaking truth to their false or pseudo-power. All right, we're going to take our first break here. Robert Scott Bell Show live, happening on, where are we? GCN, that's right, our syndicator, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health
where
Radio, Epic Times.
I
don't know. Oh, SoundCloud, too. But just go to robertscottbell.com. When we come back, we'll go through three more of these items before launching into some other news, including, I don't know what it's including. Just join me. We'll be surprised together.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Weighing in a prayer today. If you want to call the show, that'll help me. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, call in live. Ooh, I just saw a tweet out from our friends at Canavest. Shout out to Community Food Co-op in Bellingham, Washington, who has decided to join the evolution with CBD, the plus CBD oil. See, because Mike did a National News did an article about what the CBD banning CBD as a supplement.
Right. Yeah. He was going back talking about those warning letters. Remember we covered that. I think even with Stuart.
Yep, we did. Yep. And it's like it's not been banned, folks. They're attempting to do it. But
you know what? That is so funny because I got a text message from one of my Canadian friends in the radio business that said, is CBD illegal now?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's not. Now, they'd like for it to be illegal. But tell you what, a lot of people saw that article and were under the impression that CBD was now illegal.
Yeah, I know. That's the way that was titled, of course. What can I say? Because it's not. But if it's marketed improperly, of course, it's like any dietary supplement. But they're trying to convince folks that CBD is not a legal supplement when even labeled properly. But the FDA is moving its lips. If it had any, it's lying again. Anatomy of a false flag disease. We're up to number 7. Go ahead. The links are up in the show notes. We just blasted them out. RobertScottBell.com. The World Health Organization eventually gets in on the act. And they declare a global health emergency.
Nope.
Remember bird flu? Swine flu? I mean, how many times did they declare, oh, it's a pandemic, and they redefine the word pandemic? They need the emergency.
Yeah, and they do that for a reason, because once they can issue a global health emergency or a pandemic alert, that kicks other things into gear. So now the money starts to flow.
Exactly, leading to number eight. The number of individuals and high places greatly profit from this.
Now, this is the thing. We have talked about this for a long time, and it's so cool to see somebody else writing this, because this is the normal formula here that you always see in a situation like this. We always connect the dots after the fact so that we can say, hey, look, see what happened. But this is how it works. First, you've got the powers that be orchestrate some fake disease or fake pandemic, right? Then you've got the reaction to that, okay, which is people want the treatment. They want the cure. You know, how are you going to save me, government, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then lo and behold, dun-da-da-da, we have the vaccine already in progress, right?
Right. We got the drug. We got the magic formula, the potion number nine.
Now, if you've got the World Health Organization declaring a global health emergency and you've got a national health emergency, who's going to be responsible to making sure that those vaccines are purchased to save the lives of Americans? The government.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this is where Obama, by executive order, says we're going to send $1 billion to battle Zika or whatever.
There you go.
Or we're going to issue more grants to the National Institutes of Health on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrial companies. But it's not that. It's on the behalf of the American people. We're going to save the American people. People, we got you covered. Here comes the shot. Just bend over and don't take it. And then the cover-up begins. Because people start seeing through it, don't they? A little bit. Here we do. John Rappaport does. Other areas do. And a lot of those that went to the Cal Jam see through a lot of this. And the cover-up in the case of the Zika virus is like, well, they've got this pesticide that's going on, this larvicide. They're injecting Tdap shot type vaccines into pregnant women. Since the 1990s, we covered this last week. They've known, they've linked it to microcephaly, Tdap during pregnancy. Genetically engineered mosquitoes, we got to ignore that. It's got to be a virus. It's always got to be a virus. The virus is the fall guy. It's the cover.
That's
number
right.
10, then the disease becomes forgotten.
And you know what? That is always how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about SARS anymore. Nobody's talking about the bird flu or the swine flu because people forget.
Mm-hmm.
But then it repeats itself over and over and over again.
Well, we'll do a little bit more on the cannabis side of things on the other side of this break. Also, sneaky news from Kraft Mac and Cheese. Super Don wants to cover it. We're going to cover that because I'll probably be sleeping by then. Take a nap, dude.
Take a walk, man.
I need to take a walk. I'm going to get out, walk around, maybe get chased by a dog. I don't know. All right, guys and girls. Stick with us. We're going to be back, I think, after this break. RobertScottBell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Okay, I'm back. I'm done chasing the cat. All good. See if we can make it through. RobertScottBell.com, new book, well, updated book, I shall say. Unlock the Power to Heal, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble online. If you want the ebook version, I think that hasn't been updated yet, just so you know. But if you want the hard cover, or they call it a soft cover, but the actual book itself is up and ready. You can order it. Those of you who are at California Jam, have it already. Those of you who are coming to Toronto for the Total Health Conference, you'll have it up there, as well as the updated version of Cancer Step Outside the Box, because Ty Bollinger will be with me. And the Doc of Detox says he'll have his Healthy to 100 book published as well in time for the Toronto event. So very, very cool stuff. So did we get through all the top 10 on that anatomy of a false flag disease?
We did. We did. But people will want to go back and revisit that and read it in more detail, because it is fascinating to see how this guy just completely deconstructed the routine that they do every few years.
Yeah. What was the Kraft mac and cheese story you wanted to get to?
I had to do a follow-up on this because, you know, the people at Kraft Macaroni and Cheese really did something I think is impressive. I was very impressed by the way that they did this. Now, do you recall back in April of last year, we covered the announcement by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese that they were going to remove artificial preservatives and artificial dyes in their macaroni and cheese product?
Ooh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, yeah, that was big,
yeah,
big news,
and it was
right?
kind of like, well, you know, I mean, okay, you kind of clean up something. I mean, it's not going to be 100% good for you, but at least they're doing something there. It at least shows that they're moving in the right direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what they did, okay? They announced this last April, and then in December of last year, they started putting the new product on the shelves, but they didn't tell anybody. And the only people that would have noticed were the people that were really paying attention if they were looking at the ingredients. But the new product, minus the artificial preservatives and the artificial dyes, went on the shelves in December.
But you think that they would, you think they would say, hey, look, we did it. We changed it. We're better. We're back. Or, you know, they always say new and improved.
No, and the reason why they did this, and this is really, it's kind of smart what they did. They felt that if they had announced the fact that, hey, our now new product is on the shelves with no preservatives, no dyes, and stuff like that, they were thinking that people would notice a difference in the macaroni and cheese and perhaps maybe say, oh, I don't like that now because it's, you know, now it's healthy, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
So they just decided not to say anything at all. And they have sold 50 million boxes of this new formulated macaroni and cheese without the artificial preservatives and the artificial dyes. And just now, they are letting people know, hey, you know that macaroni and cheese you've been eating since December? It's now artificial preservative-free and artificial dye-free.
Wow. So they're worried.
I think that was a brilliant move on their part.
Well, I think, you know what they learned from New Coke? Remember when Coca-Cola in our lifetime changed from the old formula to the new Coke and it failed miserably? Now, if they had rolled it out and not said new Coke, probably people would have still said it was horrible. But, you know, they said something's wrong, but probably not in mass the way they rejected it, because it was a lot of sentimentality and all that. So maybe you're right. Kraft Mac and Cheese did an interesting thing by not telling anybody until 6 months later and then say, well, you've been eating it for 6 months, so you can't say you don't like it. But typically, though, people that buy Kraft mac and cheese probably don't read the labels, unless they're the food babe. But I don't know that Kraft mac and cheese is anywhere near organic yet either. So
no, they're not all the way there. But they, like I said, they removed the artificial preservatives, swapped out the artificial dyes for this combination of paprika. I don't even have to say, is it annatto? Annatto?
Annatto is good enough for me, yeah.
Yeah, and turmeric.
Yeah.
Which is what they're using in place of the dye.
Good step up, Kraft, but still, you're an evil multinational corporation who wants to put cheese in. Well, no,
wah, wah, wah.
All right. Okay. I told you I'm punchy today. Be careful. If you call in,
be
careful.
Listen, I'll agree with you. I mean, Kraft macaroni and cheese is not something that you want to subsist on, but I did have to at least point out the fact that I thought that was a brilliant marketing move. And, you know, look, say what you will, they did take some bad stuff out, so...
We're sitting at that restaurant I told you about, the Gratitude Cafe, and I was with Michael and Sarah from 10th Amendment Center. And then this college-age kid comes in with a sling around his arm, and his mom is sitting right next to us, pretty tight seating. And it was nice people, but it was fun. And come to find out, he's going to college on the West Coast, she's from the East Coast, and I'm like... You went all the way to UCLA to go to school, and now your mom has moved out to live near you? He's like just looking at me, rolling his eyes. It was funny. And then at the end of the dinner, she's telling us about all the great vegan places. Oh, you haven't tried this. Oh, you haven't tried this. She reminded me of one I used to go to every year when I went to the Cancer Control Cancer Control Society? Is that what it's called?
Right.
And they had their meeting Labor Day weekend in Studio City. I said, yeah, I've been there. And she started talking about mac and cheese. And I said, that's vegan comfort food, because that mac and cheese, vegan style, no one would ever believe it is that. It's so incredible, and I remembered it. So I said, I had at least been to one of the good places. But we found a good person to... Actually, California is still crunchy granola capital. You can find vegan places everywhere.
Yeah, it's a little harder to find.
In Louisiana.
It's still there. There's still in Louisiana, a few bastions of crunchy granola existing there.
Right? You got the vegan alligator recipes?
I haven't found that yet, no.
Okay.
How do you do vegan alligator? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, because even the alligators aren't vegan. So
what would that be made of? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you
I don't
want to
know.
Something.
Don't tell
let's,
me.
All right, let's talk about cannabis.
Cannabis, hey. Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Okay, cannabis update time. There's an interesting story, a follow-up story, I think. Remember, who was it? Which states that sued Colorado? Because how dare they legalize weed for the people of Colorado? And they were upset. Like, which surrounding states? Was it Kansas that did this?
It was Nebraska and Oklahoma.
Nebraska and Oklahoma, okay. So Nebraska and Oklahoma goes to federal court to say, you know what? We can't have this state of Colorado right neighboring to us legalizing weed. It's just throwing a monkey in the wrench of our police state tactics to want to keep criminal this plant that God created. And guess what? The Supreme Court on Monday threw it out, the lawsuit. Nebraska, Oklahoma, sorry, not even going to hear it. This is good news, folks, because, again, here's a case where you would think the federal courts would want to take a case like this, because they would be able to yell supremacy clause, right? The federal government is superior to the states, you know, except that they neglect to point out that only when laws made in pursuance with the Constitution. Of course, there's no basis for making illegal a plant in the federal Constitution. Therefore, it falls to the states and the people, respectively, to regulate if they so desire. And that's what we're finding, like with Colorado. Said, no. We're not going to do it the Fed's way. And we're not waiting for an act of Congress. We're not even waiting for the Supreme Court to rule on it. And in this case, I think the Supreme Court didn't want to wade in on it at all. So it looks like those two states, Nebraska and Oklahoma, are going to have to cry in their cannabis, because there's no remedy for them.
Yes, yes. And there's a quote here from this guy from the Marijuana Policy Project, and his reaction was, he said that this was a meritless lawsuit and the court made the right decision. And I love this part. He says, states have every right to regulate the cultivation and sale of marijuana, just as Nebraska and Oklahoma have the right to maintain their failed prohibition policies.
That's a nice quote.
Yes.
That's really good.
So this is a victory. I mean, it definitely is, and it just shows that, you know, as much as they try, they're not going to be able to push this back. In fact, there was another story, a related story, that I was reading earlier, that in Montana does have a medical marijuana policy there in the state where people can have access to it, but there is a campaign that is growing there where they're going to try and repeal that and make it illegal again. So
really?
Yeah, the fight continues. Yeah, the fight continues. But I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think we are beyond that point, you know, the event horizon in this situation where I don't see that it's going to be rolled back. I think the momentum is too positive in the situation.
You can't unroll the joint, in other words.
Can't unring the bell, right?
Okay, yeah, exactly.
The bong, so, the bell.
Unring the bong. Unbong the bing, unbing the bong. Oh, call Master Bong. He'll say something about that.
Ah,
you can probably make a bong out of whatever story we're covering. All right, let's go to scholastic topics, shall we? This is one. Does Captain Morgan submit this one, or is this one from you? Because this is not one of those normal ones we do.
I actually heard about this through the captain, yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like a Captain Morgan story, our millennial assistant producer. Lottery revenue will save Washington charter schools from liberal court ruling. So evidently, Washington State, the children that were going to these charter schools was going to be unfunded because the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, said funding, public funding for charter schools was unconstitutional. So who was it? Who was it that saved them by saying that we're now going to fund this through lottery revenue? So it didn't end around the public school limitation.
That would be the legislature to the rescue.
Okay, that's interesting. Again, on a state level, they told the libs to say, you know what, you pound sand. We're going to find a way. We like this in our state. These charter schools give better quality education than some of these public schools, and you can establish them in your community. And here's now the way the revenue will roll from the lottery, the stupid people tax.
Did you call this? Did you say the stupid people tax?
Well, isn't it appropriate that it would go for education?
Are you saying that if you play the lottery, you're stupid?
Did I say that? I must be really punchy and sleepy. I would never be so rude. Well, let's just say.
Okay. Listen, I understand the odds of winning the lottery, not very good.
Okay.
You probably have higher odds of going to a casino.
Yeah.
But with that said, there's a lot of money that's generated, and it's good to see the charter schools now have a future.
Right. See, at least that's a voluntary tax. I'll give you that. That's why it's okay by me, if you want to do it. All right. We'll come back a little bit more on the Scholastic thing, something out of communist Cuba with Obama and Castro on the education front I want to talk about. And then we'll go to some vampire blood-sucking stories, because I haven't done a zombie story today yet.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Robert Scott Bell, the walking something today. We'll figure it out. Barely back. Glad to be here. Super glad to be at the Cal Jam, and I hope you all plan to be there next year. Rock out with us, because that place still had some open seats, so we need to sell it out. It's a first class. It's like a symphony house, a rock and roll house. I mean, it's just amazing. So check it out. Yeah, there were some pictures there, man. I look like an ant on the stage. I think Michael or Sarah from 10th Amendment Center took some pictures. But
you know, there was one picture that was, it was from a distance. Somebody like had like one of the way back seats or something like that. But I swear, the way that your arms were and the way that stage was set up, it looked like you had an electric guitar in your hand or something like that. You looked like you were seriously rocking out.
I would have been doing some serious air guitar, that's for sure. I was feeling it.
That's the kind of guitar I play, too, so don't feel bad.
Now, on the school front, we talk about the lottery revenue will save the Washington charter schools. There's a story here this morning. In fact, on the airplane, I was watching this. Obama was in Cuba with Castro doing their dance, Make a Little Love, Get Down Tonight. And they were, you know, saying, hey, we're coming together, things are good, but we still got some differences, right? Human rights. The Cuban Castro regime, certainly not a good friend to human rights, political freedom, freedom of speech. They have political prisoners. And one of the reporters asked him, you know, what about your political prisoners? Castro says, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Give me some names. Give me a list, and they'll be free by tonight. It was like, what? I don't think he's used to doing a press conference where somebody asks questions like that. But anyway, he, you know, when Obama calls him out for human rights things, then he comes back with his own version, Castro, of, well, you're not so clean yourself. He says, we defend human rights. In our view, civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights are indivisible, interdependent, and universal. Actually, we find it inconceivable. I'm reading Castro's words here. Inconceivable that a government does not defend and ensure the right to health care, education, Social Security with provision and development, equal pay and the rights of children. We oppose political manipulation and double standards in the approach to human rights. Now, for lest you think I'm a commie sympathizer, I have none of that in me. But I will say that it is a smart strategy on Castro's part to start calling the U.S. out on in places where it says, our perspective is you're lacking in these areas. Right?
Yes. Well, you were so busy judging me, you left your closet open and some skeletons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if we look at the issue of free education, no, we don't have free education. Bernie Sanders wants free education, but there's no such thing as free education. If these tenured professors, and again, I'm not picking on them, weren't propped up with extra big salaries, and they're only made so by what? Government grants, student loans, etc., that started freeing up money, and then you had a bubble, and now we have the student loan bubble as well. There's no free lunch. No such thing as a free lunch. That's what people don't understand, unless you want to all be equally poor. But where we do fall down seriously, healthcare? No, it's not. We don't have healthcare. We've got disease management. But it's not a right. The right to access all forms might be truly a right, but we don't have that. We have a medical monopoly. Not good. And so this is not me agreeing with Castro, but it's saying, you know what? We got to clean up our own house before we start telling everybody else what's wrong with them. How about this big baddie? Two words. Medical kidnap. If I was Cuba, I would point to medical kidnapping in America and go, you're not touching the political prisoner issue here, our free speech issue here, until you stop kidnapping kids and putting them on drugs and in foster homes to be abused sexually and otherwise. That is a major mark against the what we would call the superiority of freedom in America, because it is not free. If you think you're free, what about the kidnapping of kids from parents who don't want to vaccinate? Freedom? Freedom, my aspirin. Not in a medical monopoly. And that's not an endorsement of Cuba's Castro or Castro's Cuba. Hear my words in my punchy state. Make it clear. And if I haven't made it clear, call me. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. And I think, yeah, you know what? We're out of time. We're going to do the zombie story on the other side of the break with Dr. Bitar. He's going to have to roll with us on this. All right? I think he'll be game. Because I don't want to lose out on that. Yeah, we'll do that. All right, I've let it out. Maybe I can go to sleep. You want to do the show with Dr. Bitar next hour?
One down, one
Super
to
Don.
Go.
You Super Don, Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine coming up after the break. RobertScottBell.com, all the links. Say thanks to our sponsors. The power to be punchy. I mean, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.